You know, this week, as I met with my father.
Esta semana que estuve con mi papá.
And I asked him what he wanted for his funeral.
What? Y le pregunté qué quedará para su funeral.
I asked him because I want to know what he wants.
Le pregunté porque quiero saber lo que él quiere.
It gave me a little bit of the feeling of what it will be when he's not with me.
Y me dio un poco de sentido de cómo va a ser cuando él no esté conmigo.
And dad says, well, I want you to preach the gospel.
Y mi papá me dijo, lo que quiero es que prediques el evangelio.
This life is getting tough here. It is getting hard.
Porque la vida está difícil, está poniéndose muy duro.
And more I long to be with my father.
Y más yo anhelo estar con mi padre.
With God, his father.
Con Dios, su padre.
And so as we were practicing this song this morning, as I've been listening to it this week, it was very encouraging to me.
Y mientras estaba escuchando esta canción, practicando la canción que he escuchado toda la semana.
Because what the Bible tells us in Revelation 21.
Porque lo que nos dice la Biblia en Apocalipsis 21.
It tells us who actually wins, and we win.
Amen.
Amen. We win.
Dice victory. Quién gana, y nosotros ganamos.
Victory is ours because of Jesus.
La victoria es de nosotros porque por Jesús. Amen.
So thank you, Brother Dean, for leading us.
Gracias, hermano Dean, por ser líder aquí.
As I share, I will be preaching half of my sermons in English, half of my sermons in Spanish.
So voy a predicar medio de mi sermón en inglés y la otra mitad en español.
So the next 3 weeks, it is going to be Spanish, but today it's English for me.
Las próximas semanas va a ser en diferentes lenguajes. Ahora va a ser en inglés para mí.
So we're in this series of First Samuel.
So estamos en esa serie de Primero Samuel.
And today we're in chapter 17.
Y ahora estamos en el capítulo 17.
David and the Goliath.
De David y Goliath. Goliath.
Is there anyone here who has never heard this story before?
¿Alguien aquí que nunca ha oído esta historia?
No.
No?
Well, that's what I thought.
Eso pensé.
What does it teach us, though?
¿Pero qué nos enseña todavía?
Anyone?
¿Alguien?
My kids have about 3 or 4 different kids' Bibles.
Mis hijos tienen como 3 o 4 diferentes Biblias de niños.
And I checked, and every kid's Bible has the story of David and kind of Goliath.
Y cada Biblia que revisé tiene la historia de David como conquistó a Goliat.
Now these kids' Bibles, they don't have the whole Bible, but they have the main stories to get to Christ.
Y las Biblias de niños no tienen toda la Biblia, pero tienen las cosas más importantes para llegarlos a Cristo.
So they'll have the more important ones like God created the world and everything in it.
Y tienen las cosas importantes como creó Dios el mundo y todo adentro del mundo.
You know, maybe Genesis 3, the fall.
Y Génesis 3, el caer.
Noah and the flood.
Noé y el diluvio.
The birth of Christ.
El nacimiento de Cristo.
And David and Goliath is one of those stories.
Y David y Goliath es uno de esas historias.
Goliath.
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 Remind me. Sorry, I practice in English. He practiced in Spanish and he throws me off today. Goliath.
Then the question is, why is this text here?
Y la pregunta es, ¿por qué está este texto aquí?
Is it because it is a good story?
¿Es porque es una historia buena?
I love it. I learned it when I was little.
A mí me encanta. Yo lo aprendí cuando estaba chiquito.
I learned a song and I learned the hand motions to it.
Y aprendí una canción y era con gestos con la mano.
But the question is, why is it here? Is it because it is a good story or maybe because what it teaches us?
So la pregunta es aquí está porque es una buena historia o es porque algo nos enseña.
And if we say it is because it is because it is what it teaches us,
si decimos que es lo que nos enseña,
the question then becomes, what does it teach us?
So la pregunta nos dice qué es lo que nos enseña.
Have you ever wondered that?
¿Has pensado en eso?
I heard one sermon before on this text.
Yo he oído un sermón antes de este verso.
And then the preacher's main point was.
Y el punto general de este predicador.
If you had faith like David.
Si tú tienes fe como David.
You can defeat all those Goliaths in your life.
Puedes conquistar todos los Goliaths en tu vida. Goliaths.
So
puedes hacer eso.
So what is this story all about? Why is this story here?
So ¿de qué se trata esta historia? ¿Por qué está esta historia aquí?
Well, that's what I want all of us to do together this morning.
Eso es lo que queremos hacer ver juntos esta mañana.
So it is 58 verses.
So son 58 versos.
Dean took 15 minutes of my sermon time.
Dean tomó 15 minutos de mi sermón, del tiempo de sermón.
So I am guessing we'll be out of here by 1.
So creo que vamos a salir aquí como a la 1.
3 scenes here.
So tres escenas aquí.
Goliath, 1, it's number 1, Goliath.
Una escena es Goliath.
Yeah.
Goliath.
But number 2, there's David.
La número 2 es David.
Number 3, the actual battle between these two.
Y el número 3 es la batalla entre estos dos.
So then we'll finish with what is this story about?
So después vamos a terminar, ¿de qué se trata esta historia?
So let's read 1 Samuel chapter 17.
So vamos a leer Primera de Samuel capítulo 17.
It is important that you open your Bibles.
Es muy importante abrir tus Biblias.
Because we are not going to be reading through all 58 verses.
Porque no vamos a leer todas las 58 versos.
So when you find 1 Samuel chapter 17, we're going to read verses 1 through 11. And would you stand up, please, when you find it so that we can read it together.
Y vamos a abrir nuestras Biblias y leer a 1 Samuel 17 de 1 a 11. Y cuando lo tengas, se paran para leerlo junto.
Let's read the word of the Lord.
Now the Philistines gathered together their armies to battle, and they were gathered together at Shokoh, which belonged to Judah, and pitched between Shokoh and Azekah in Ephes-Damon. And Saul and the men of Israel were gathered together and pitched by the valley of Elah, and set the battle in array against the Philistines. And the Philistines stood on a mountain on one side, and Israel stood on the mountain on the other side, and there was a valley between them. And there went out a champion out of the camp of the Philistines named Goliath of Gath, whose height was 6 cubits in a span. And he had a helmet of brass upon his head, and he was armed with a coat of mail. And the weight of his coat was 5,000 shekels of brass. And he had greaves of brass upon his legs and a target of brass between his shoulders. And the staff of his spear was like a weaver's beam. And his spear's head weighed 600 shekels of iron. And one bearing a shield went before him. And he stood and cried unto the armies of Israel and said unto them, why are you out to set your battle in array? I am not a Philistine, and ye servants to Saul. Choose you a man for you, and let him come down to me. If he is able to fight with me and kill me, then we will be your servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then shall you be our servants and serve us. And the Philistine said, I defy the armies of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together. And when Saul and all Israel heard those words of the Philistines, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. Amen.
Father, thank you for this day.
Padre, gracias por este día.
Thank you for your word.
Gracias por tu palabra.
Father, I pray as I pray every week. I don't speak well.
Y Cristo, como yo oro todas las semanas, no hablo muy bien.
So Father, would you speak through me today?
Y Padre Dios, te pido que hables por mí.
I pray all this in Christ's name. Amen.
Pido, oro todo en el Cristo de, en nombre de Cristo Jesús. Amen.
Amen. You can be seated.
¿Se pueden tomar asientos?
So chapter 17, it starts with God's people fighting again.
So otra vez el capítulo 17 empieza con los la gente del pueblo de Dios peleando.
There are two big mountains, and there's one valley.
So hay dos montañas grandes y un valle.
And the Israelites are on one side.
Los israelitas están en un lado.
Then the Philistines. These are Philistines or Philistines?
Philistines.
Philistines.
Right. I can't even say Goliath, so say don't ask me.
Whatever I say, I'll just say because the Greek says so, and it'll work.
okay.
So the Philistines are on this other side.
So los filisteos están el otro lado de la montaña.
They send their champion every day out to this valley.
Y ellos mandan su campeón todos los días en este valle.
And he challenges Israel.
Y él reta a Israel.
So who is this man?
¿Quién es este hombre?
His name is Goliath.
Su nombre es
Goliath.
Goliath.
So let's meet him.
So vamos a conocerlo.
Verse 4.
Versículo 4.
The champion named Goliath of Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span.
So salió el campeón de los filisteos que se llamaba Goliath. Era de Gat y tenía altura de 6 codos y un palmo.
Now, Goliath is the one chosen by these Philistines.
So Goliath es los que el escogido de los filisteos.
To go fight on their behalf.
Para que peleen en parte de ellos.
Do you notice how tall he is?
¿Notas qué tan alto está?
6 cubits and a span.
Es 6 codos y un palmo.
Now, if you're a little rusty on your cubits.
Si estás un poco, no sabes qué son los codos y palmo.
It is about 1 meter or 3 feet taller than me.
Es por lo menos 1 metro o 3 pies más alto que yo.
I know you were wondering.
Están pensando, ya sé que están pensando.
So it's about three feet taller than me.
Hace unos, es más alto 3 pies.
He's a big guy.
Y es un hombre grande.
Who's this guy? Well, he's a giant warrior, and he's dressed like it.
Este, ¿quién es este hombre? Este es un hombre, un gran guerrero, y está vestido así como él.
Look at verses 5 through 7.
Ven el versículo 5 al 7.
He had a helmet of bronze on his head, and he was armed with a coat of mail, and the weight of that coat was 5,000 shekels of bronze. And he had a bronze armor on his legs, and he had a javelin of bronze slung between his shoulders. And the shaft of his spear was like a weaver's beam, and his spear's head weighed 600 shekels of iron, and his shield bearer went before him.
Él traía un casco de bronce en su cabeza, y llevaba una cota de malla, y era en el peso de la cota 5,000 siclos de bronce. Sobre sus piernas traía grebas de bronce, y jabalina de bronce entre sus hombros. Él hasta de su lanza era como un rodillo de telar, y tenía el hierro de su lanza, 700 ciclos de hierro, y iba de su escudero delante de él.
So this is the picture of a powerful man.
So esta es una foto de un hombre poderoso.
He is an indestructible fighter.
Él no puede ser destruido, es un peleador.
So this is the extra challenge, verse 8.
So este es el reto en versículo 8.
He stood and shouted to the ranks of Israel, "Why have you come out to draw up for battle? Am I not a Philistine? And are you not servants of Saul? Choose a man for yourself and let him come down to me."
Y en el 8 dice, y se paró y dio voces a los escudantes de Israel diciendo, ¿para qué os habéis puesto en orden de batalla? ¿No soy yo el filisteo y vosotros los siervos de Saúl? Escoged de entre vosotros un hombre que venga contra mí.
Now there's an irony here.
Hay un poco de ironía aquí.
Choose a man for yourself and let him come down to me.
Le dice, escoge un hombre para ustedes y que él venga hacia conmigo.
If you remember chapter 8, Israel has already chosen a man, right? His name is Saul.
Si ustedes se acuerdan, Israel ya ha escogido un hombre, es Saúl.
And so they say, Samuel, we want a man to go out for battle before us.
Y le dicen a Samuel, nosotros queremos un hombre que salga a batalla por nosotros.
So then when we got to chapter 12, Samuel was like, okay, you wanted a man? Okay, here he is. He's tall, he's handsome.
En el capítulo 12 dice, ¿quieren un hombre? Aquí está un hombre. Está alto, poderoso y está guapo.
I don't know why it says that he was handsome, because it doesn't help in a battle, but...
No sé por qué dice que está guapo, porque no ayuda en la batalla.
But maybe it's the fact that men don't see the way God sees, maybe.
A lo mejor es porque el hombre no ve como Dios ve.
We'll see this later.
Vamos a ver esto al rato.
So they have their man.
So tienen su hombre.
Goliath comes out and says, hey, where are you?
Y Goliath sale y dice, hey, ¿dónde estás?
And that if it was me, I would call them chickens. Where are you, chickens? Where are you hiding from me?
Es como decirle, no pollos, right?
Gallinas.
Gallinas. Hey, ¿dónde están? ¿Por qué se esconden de mí?
And so what is Saul doing here?
So, ¿qué está Saúl haciendo aquí?
Verse 11.
En el versículo 11.
When Saul and all Israel heard these words of the Philistine, they were dismayed and they were greatly afraid.
Oyendo Saúl y todo Israel estas palabras del Filisteo, se turbaron y tuvieron gran miedo.
Now, from a human perspective,
from what?
From a human perspective.
Ahora, en un perspectivo de humano,
I get Saul. I would be afraid too.
Yo entiendo a Saúl. Yo tendría miedo también.
I would not fight someone who is who is 3 feet taller than me.
Yo no pelearé con alguien que es tres pies más alto que yo.
But this is what makes David so interesting.
Pero eso es lo que hace David tan interesante.
Because on this whole story, on this whole story, unlike anyone else,
porque en esa historia, toda esa historia, no como cualquier otra persona.
David is the only person who sees God, who sees Goliath the way that God does.
Porque David es el único que ve a Goliath como Dios lo ve.
So let's meet David. Let's look at David.
So vamos a conocer a David. Vamos a ver a David.
Verses 12 through 41.
Versículos 12 al 41.
Mimi, so I'll just be reading through some of these verses. So just follow me when I because it is a long text. Okay, so we are done with Goliath.
So ya acabamos con Goliath.
We have seen this as a giant man.
Ya vimos que es un hombre gigante.
So let's focus on David now.
So vamos a enfocarnos en David.
So in our story, David is introduced in verse 12.
So nuestra historia, conocemos a David en el versículo 12.
As the son of someone from Bethlehem.
que es el hijo de un hombre de Belén,
named like Jesse,
nombrado Judá,
Isaí.
Oh, Isaí.
Yeah, I don't know why it doesn't sound
sure.
The same.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jesse.
And so we already met Jesse last week.
Y ya conocemos a Isaí la semana pasada.
But let's go back real quick because this is very important. So that we understand what chapter 17 is all about.
Pero vamos a ver hasta atrás porque este es algo muy interesante de lo que dice el capítulo 17.
So 16:1 says, the Lord said to Samuel, how long will you grieve over Saul since I have rejected him from being the king over Israel?
Y le dijo Jehová a Samuel, ¿hasta cuándo llorarás a Saúl, habiendo yo desechado para que no reine sobre Israel?
Fill your horn with oil and go.
Llena tu cuerno de aceite y ve.
And I will send you to Jesse, the Bethlehemite, for I have provided for myself a king among his sons.
Y te enviaré a Isaí de Belén, porque de sus hijos me he provisto un rey.
So as soon as Samuel hears that, he actually wonders, well, I wonder who this next king will be.
So nomás oyendo esto, Samuel, se piensa él, ¿quién va a ser el próximo rey?
So he goes, he sees the first son.
So va y ve a primer hijo.
He's tall, he's handsome.
Es alto y guapo.
Kind of like Saul.
Así como Saúl.
And he says, maybe that's the one.
Y él dice, a lo mejor ese es.
But take a look at what God says on verse 7.
Pero mira lo que dice Dios en el versículo 7.
But the Lord said to Samuel, do not look on his appearance, nor the height, because I have rejected him.
Y Jehová respondió a Samuel, no mires a su parecer, ni a lo grande de su estatura, porque yo lo desecho.
Because God sees not as man sees. Man looks at how they look outside, but God looks at the heart.
Amen. Porque Jehová no mira lo que mira el hombre, pues el hombre mira lo que está delante de sus ojos, pero Jehová mira el corazón.
So first, look at what God does not look at.
So mira primero lo que Dios no ve.
The look that God doesn't look at the things that people usually see.
Dios no ve las cosas que la gente normalmente ve.
This is very important because in chapter 17.
Esto es bien importante porque en el capítulo 17.
When people see this big man, Goliath.
Porque cuando la gente ve este hombre grande, Goliath.
They get really scared.
Ellos se asustan.
And when people see actually David.
Y cuando la gente ve a David.
They see him as a weak guy.
Lo ven como un hombre muy débil.
Why?
¿Por qué?
Well, they see as people see and they look on how people look outside, but God looks at the heart.
Ellos no más ven lo que está de afuera de lente de ellos, pero Dios ve el corazón.
So none of David's brothers made it to be the king.
So ni uno de los hermanos de David se pudieron hacer rey.
But this good-looking shepherd.
Pero este
pastor
guapo
was the one God looked at and said, "That's the one."
Que es el que vio Dios y dijo ese es él.
And it was not because David was perfect. He was not perfect.
Y no era porque David era perfecto, porque él no era perfecto.
So this is important as we jump into chapter 17.
So esto es muy importante así brincamos al capítulo 17.
Because David's ultimate success, his victory, is not about his godliness.
Porque la victoria de Dios de David no es por sus ser dioso.
But it's more about God's sovereign grace.
Pero es más de la gracia de Dios.
And choice that he picked this man to be the next king, and he gave him the spirit.
Él fue que escogió este hombre que le dio el espíritu.
Why is this important? Well, because when we come to chapter 17, verse 12, he's not this little guy shepherd, little good-looking little guy.
¿Por qué eso es todo importante? Porque cuando venimos al 17:12, ese no es un pastorcito chiquito.
I mean, he's kind of little.
O sea, sí está chiquito.
But this is God's choice to be his king.
Pero esta es la decisión de Dios para que sea su rey.
And he goes against Goliath. So let's go back to chapter 17.
Y él va contra Goliath y vamos al capítulo 17.
So we'll skip some verses. We'll go down to verse 17.
Vamos a brincar al versículo 17.
David has been sent by by his father, Jesse, to this battle with supplies for his brothers.
David le han sido enviado por Isaías y con unas cosas para de sus hermanos.
And so he gets there. It's actually Goliath is coming out and say, "Hey, where are you, Israelites? Come out and fight."
Y ahí está Goliath diciendo, "Hey, israelites, vengan a pelear."
Verse 33.
Versículo 33.
And then they get really scared every time Goliath comes out, right? Verse 24.
En el versículo 24 ellos se asustan cada vez que sale este hombre.
Every time Goliath comes and says, "Hey, where are you, people of Israel?"
Cada vez que sale Goliath dice, "Hey, ¿dónde están gente de Israel?" Les da miedo.
They actually run away.
Y corren,
huyen. Scared. It's been 40 days of this.
Porque tienen miedo, pero han nacido 40 días de esto.
So David hears him say this challenge.
So David oye el reto.
Look at what he says in verse 26.
Y ve lo que dice en el versículo 26.
And David said to the man who stood by him, "What shall be done to this man who kills this Philistine and takes away the second report from Israel?"
Entonces habló David a los que estaban junto a él, diciendo, "¿Qué harán el hombre que venciera este filisteo y quitaré el oprobio de Israel?"
For who is this uncircumcised Philistine?
Porque ¿quién es este filisteo incircunciso?
That he should defy the armies of our living God.
Para que provoque a los escuadras del Dios viviente.
So if you have ever wondered, these are the very first words David ever said in the Bible,
si has
recorded in the Bible.
Pensado, esas son las primeras palabras que están en la Biblia que dice David.
The what is clear is that David sees Goliath differently than anyone else does.
Porque él ve a Goliath diferente a todos los demás que lo ven.
Everyone else see Goliath and they run, but David sees Goliath and he was like, he's just an uncircumcised Philistine.
Porque todos ven a Goliat y dicen y corren, pero él lo ve. Este es un filisteo incircunciso.
Defying the armies of God.
Que provoca los escuadras de Dios.
So he keeps asking, who is this guy?
So él sigue preguntando, ¿quién es este hombre?
What's going to be done to this man who actually beats him up, who defeats him?
¿Qué va a ser de este hombre que gane o lo le gane en batalla?
So people hear David is saying, "Hey, this little shepherd is saying that he can fight Goliath, that he can defeat him, but he's small."
So la gente oye que está un pastorcito ahí chiquito. Él está diciendo que puede ir y ganarle.
Saul hears about it.
Saúl oye de esto.
He was like, "Okay, bring me David."
Y Saúl dice, "Okay, tráeme a David."
So verse 32.
Versículo 32.
David said to Saul, "Let no man's heart fail because of him. Your servant will go and fight with this Philistine."
El 32 dice, y dijo David a Saúl, "No desmaye el corazón de ninguno a causa de él. Tu siervo irá y peleará contra este filisteo."
So David goes and says, "Hey, Saul, I know you guys have been scared, but do not be afraid. I'll go fight for you."
So él dice, yo sé que han ido y tienen miedo, pero no se preocupen, yo iré y pelearé por ustedes.
But Saul can't see that, right?
Y Saúl no puede ver eso, ¿verdad?
Verse 33. Saul sees David and he looks kind of small and he's like, "I don't think so, buddy. This is not going to work." Go ahead.
Y Saúl ve a David y dice, yo no creo que va a servir este amigo, estás muy chiquito.
You're still a little young to do this fight.
Estás muy chiquito y aún estás muy menor de edad para pelear.
So David goes, "Well, hold on, wait a second." Verse 36.
Y David dice, "Hey, espérate." Versículo 36.
"I have struck down both lions and bears."
Yo he matado leones y osos.
And so kind of Goliath will be like one of them.
Y Goliat va a ser uno de esos.
For he has defied the armies of our living God.
Porque él ha provocado el ejército de Dios, del Dios viviente.
Now this may sound like an arrogant talk, right?
A lo mejor se oye como un arrogante que está hablando.
It may sound like a little chihuahua trying to fight like a bulldog, and you know, a little chihuahua thinks he can win.
Es como ver un perro chihuahua peleando con un perro más grande que el chihuahua va a ganar.
But look at where his confidence is in.
Pero ve dónde está su confianza.
It is in his great heart. It is not because of his great heart.
Y no es por su gran corazón.
It is not because of his great swing.
Y no es porque puede pelear o dar bien.
It is in the Lord.
Es en el Dios. Amén.
So verse 37.
So versículo 37.
Saul, God has rescued me from all these lions and all these bears, and he will also rescue me from this big giant.
Amén. Y le añadió David, Jehová que me ha librado de las garras del león y de las garras del oso, él también me librará de las manos de este filisteo.
So Saul says, okay.
Y Saul le dice, bueno, está bien.
Go.
Ve.
So verse 38-39, but before you go, put on all this armor because you'll need it to fight.
Y en el versículo 38-39 dice, pero antes de ir, ponte toda esta armadura porque lo vas a necesitar para pelear.
David cannot even walk with it, right? Because Saul is maybe, I don't know, 2 feet taller than David.
Y David ni puede caminar en esto porque Saúl está un poco más alto, unos 2 pies.
And so David says, no, I don't need any of that.
So David le dice, no, yo no necesito nada de eso.
Verse 40.
Versículo 40.
So David walks to this Goliath with nothing but a sling than a staff.
So David camina a este gigante con piedras y una lisa de arroyo.
Okay, so we've seen Goliath comes, he challenges the Israelites.
So vemos que Goliath viene y reta los los de Israel.
We've seen David, he is this shepherd who says, I can beat the big guy.
Y vemos a David, este pastor, que dice, yo puedo ganarle a este hombre grande.
So let's look at the last scene of this story.
So vamos a la última escena de esa historia.
The battle.
La batalla.
Verses 42 through 58.
Versículos 42 al 58.
Then as Goliath sees David walking towards him, he's not very impressed, right?
So Goliath ve a David que camina hacia él y no lo impresiona, ¿verdad?
Look at verse 42 through 44.
Ven 42 a 44.
And when the Philistine looked and saw David, he disdained him, for he was but a youth, ruddy and handsome in appearance.
Y cuando el filisteo miró y vio a David, le tuvo un poco, porque era muchacho y rubio y de hermosa parecer.
Verse 43, and the Philistine said to David, am I a dog that you come to me with sticks?
Y el filisteo le dijo a David, yo soy un perro para que vengas a mí con palos.
This Philistine cursed David by his gods.
Y él maldijo a David por sus dioses.
Verse 44.
Versículo 44.
And this Philistine said to David, come to me, I will give your flesh to the birds of the air and to the beast of the field.
Y el 44 dice, dijo luego el filisteo David, ven a mí y daré tu carne a las aves del cielo y a las bestias del campo.
Again, Goliath is seeing David with the human eyes, right? He's small. He cannot do anything to me.
Otra vez Goliath ve a David con ojos de humano. Él está chiquito, no me puede hacer nada.
But listen to David's comeback.
Pero oye lo que le dice David.
Verse 45, 46.
45, 46.
Then David said to this Philistine, you come to me with the sword and with the spear and with a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts.
Amen.
The God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied.
Y tú vienes a mí con espada y lanza y jabalina, mas yo vengo a ti en el nombre de Jehová de los ejércitos, el Dios de los escuadrones de Israel, a quien tú has provocado.
This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you down and cut your head, and so that the earth may know that there is a God in Israel.
Amen. Jehová, te entregaré hoy en mi mano, y yo te venceré, y te cortaré la cabeza, y daré hoy los cuerpos de los filisteos a las aves del cielo.
Don't get excited yet. Yeah.
I know, I'm excited.
I know. It's a good story. Right? It's a good story. Again, listen to his language.
Otra vez, oye el lenguaje.
I will strike you down. I will cut your head off.
Te voy a vencer y te voy a cortar la cabeza.
And did you notice again where his confidence is in?
¿Y notas dónde está su confianza?
I come to you in the name of the Lord.
Vengo hacia ti en el nombre de Jesús, de Jehová, perdón.
Then so the result is that all the earth may know that there is a God.
El resultado será que toda la tierra va a saber que hay un Dios.
And church, that is God's heart, that all may know him.
Y Dios, iglesia, ese es el corazón de Dios, que todos lo conozcan.
So when God sends his champion to go fight Goliath.
So cuando Dios manda a su campeón que vaya a pelear a Goliath.
It's not just to free his people.
No nomás es para liberar a su gente.
But to glorify his name.
Amen. Pero glorificar su nombre.
This is what God wants. He wants men, he wants women to come and actually worship him.
Eso es lo que quiere Dios. Quiere hombres y mujeres que vengan y alabarle su nombre.
So how does it end?
So cómo acaba?
Verse 48.
Versículo 48. 49.
When the Philistine arose and came and he drew near to meet David, David ran quickly towards the battle line to meet this Philistine.
Y aconteció que cuando el filisteo se levantó y echó a andar para ir al encuentro de David, David se dio prisa y corrió a la línea de la batalla con el filisteo.
And David put his hand in his bag and took out one stone and they kind of slung it and struck the Philistine on took his forehead.
Y metiendo David su mano en la bolsa, tomó de allí una piedra y la tiró con la honda y hirió al filisteo en la frente.
The stone sank into his forehead.
Y la piedra quedó clavada en la frente.
And he fell on his face out to the ground.
Amen. Y cayó sobre su rostro en la tierra.
And as promised, verse 51.
En el 51.
As promised, he took his own sword and he cut his head off.
Y como él prometió, él tomó su espada y le cortó la cabeza.
Church.
So iglesia.
It doesn't matter what the enemy looks like.
No importa cómo se vea el enemigo.
Like David says, the battle belongs to the Lord.
Amén. Como dice David, la batalla es de Dios.
And you know, the last, well, I'll that just came from my time here at the church for the last 10 years.
So por las últimas 10 años de mi tiempo aquí en la iglesia.
We've had a lot of battles. In our church.
Hemos tenido muchas batallas en nuestra iglesia.
And some of those we thought we can't survive this one. I don't know how we're going to make it through this one.
Y unos de esos me hizo pensar, no vamos a sobrevivir eso, no vamos a poder pasar esto.
But one thing we knew is that the battle belongs to the Lord.
Una cosa que sabemos es que la batalla pertenece al Señor.
So that's the story.
So esa es la historia.
So what's it mean? What is the lesson here?
So qué quiere decir esto? ¿Qué es la lección aquí?
So I guess I'm supposed to ask you, what is your giant, or who is your kind of Goliath?
So me supongo que tengo que preguntarte, ¿qué es tu gigante? ¿Quién es tu Goliath?
Who is this Goliath that mocks you and you are afraid of?
¿Quién es este Goliath que se burla de ti y le tienes miedo?
And you might have giants in your life.
Y a lo mejor sí tienes gigantes en tu vida.
Maybe it's the giant of actually loneliness, right?
A lo mejor es el gigante de estar solo, de soledad.
I actually would not be surprised. COVID has been brutal on all of us.
No sería sorprendido porque el COVID sería algo brutal para todos nosotros.
Maybe financial hardship.
A lo mejor problemas financieras.
Maybe sickness.
Enfermedades.
I know some of us are hurting for Mary, we're not sure what the future holds for Mary.
Y sé que unos de nosotros están dolidos con Mary. No sabemos qué va a ser el futuro para ella.
It's been 4 weeks that she's been sick. She has not been at church.
Han sido 4 semanas que ha estado mala. No ha estado aquí en la iglesia.
So if you have some of those giants, I don't want to downplay it.
So si tienes esos gigantes, no quiero decir que no son gigantes para ti.
I know what it feels like to wake up every morning.
Yo sé cómo se siente levantarte cada mañana.
With the fear of losing somebody.
Con el temor de perder a alguien, tu ser querido.
Not knowing what to do, I get it.
No sabiendo qué hacer, yo entiendo.
When my son, when he had seizures, I didn't know he was coming back after.
Cuando mi hijo tuvo epilepsia, ataques de epilepsia, después de cada uno, yo no sabía que iba a regresar.
The thing is this.
La cosa es esta.
The Bible tells us that there's an even bigger giant.
La Biblia nos dice que hay aún gigante más grande.
That we often miss because we see with our human eyes.
Que muchas veces no lo vemos porque lo vemos con ojos humanos.
But God sees the heart.
Pero Dios ve el corazón.
And therefore he actually warns us that this giant is actually standing all over us.
So él nos advierte que este gigante está sobre nosotros.
And it's the giant of sin, and then all the consequences of sin.
Y ese es el gigante de nuestro pecado y todas las consecuencias del pecado.
Before a holy God.
Ante un Dios santo.
There's eternal punishment. There's eternal death.
Hay
punishment
español.
Castigo.
Castigo. Hay un castigo eterno y una muerte eterna.
And we don't have a sling that can kill this one.
Y no tenemos una onda que podemos matar esto.
And so coming to the church, going to the Bible studies, reading the Bible more.
So viniendo a la iglesia, yendo a los estudios bíblicos, leyendo la Biblia más.
Giving more money.
Dando más dinero.
You can't kill this giant with any of those things.
No puedes matar este gigante con cualquier de esas cosas.
Well, what we need, Genesis, is someone chosen by God, then anointed by Him to save His people.
Lo que necesitamos, Genesis, es alguien escogido por Dios y para que salve su gente, su pueblo.
We have that and more in Christ.
Amen. Y iglesia, tenemos eso y más en Cristo.
Then on the cross, it looked like Goliath had actually won, right? So 3 days, Goliath won. But on the third day, Jesus rose and he showed that the actual battle belongs to our God.
Amen. Y en la cruz parecía que Goliath había ganado, pero en el tercer día, Jesús se levantó y nos enseñó que la batalla era de Dios.
Have you trusted Amen. Him? Have you given your life to Have you given your life to Christ?
¿Has dado tu vida a Cristo?
Would you trust Him as your Savior, as your champion?
¿Le tendrás confianza como su Salvador y tu campeón?
So I will leave you with two questions.
So te voy a dejar con dos preguntas.
There's sin. There's eternal punishment.
Con el pecado hay castigo eterno.
Someone has to face this giant.
Alguien tiene que enfrentar este gigante.
Who is it going to be?
¿Quién va a ser?
So if you try to do it with your own strength.
Pero si tratas tú de hacerlo con tus propias fuerzas.
As respectfully as I can say this, listen to me.
Y con tanto respeto que lo puedo decir, óyeme.
You don't have a chance in hell to win this battle.
No tienes ni una chance de ganar esta batalla.
Literally.
Literalmente.
Would you trust in Jesus?
¿Puedes confiar en Jesús?
The one who God sent to save you.
El que mandó Dios para salvarte a ti.
He already won the battle.
Amen. Él ya ganó la batalla.
Defeated your sin. And its eternal consequences.
Ya conquistó tu pecado y las consecuencias eternas.
So that you may be saved.
Amén. Para que seas salvo.
Question number two.
La segunda pregunta es.
If you have already trusted Jesus.
Si ya tienes tu confianza en tu fe en Jesús.
How are you going to live?
¿Cómo vas a vivir?
Are you going to live in light of it?
¿Vas a vivir en la luz de esto?
The problem is that when we become Christians,
El problema es cuando nosotros nos convertimos en cristianos.
It does not exempt us from fighting all these earthly battles.
No nos quita de pelear estas batallas de la tierra.
You will still fight loneliness and sickness.
Tú vas a seguir peleando con la soledad y con las enfermedades.
Missing the ones you love.
Extrañando la gente, a las personas que has perdido.
Financial problems.
Problemas financieros.
And the truth is that maybe you will actually lose some of those battles.
Y la verdad es que a lo mejor vas a perder esas batallas.
But if you trust in Christ,
pero si pones tu confianza en Cristo,
you will be able to see them as the things that actually Jesus asked you to fight in his name.
Pero vas a poder verlas como Jesucristo los peleó en su nombre.
With confidence that he has already won the battle.
Amen. Con confianza que él ya ganó la batalla.
Church, the battle belongs to the Lord. I don't know what the future holds for us here.
Iglesia, la batalla es del Señor. Yo no sé qué futuro es aquí.
All I know is that the victory is ours.
Amen. Lo único que sé es que la victoria es de nosotros.
We fight with faith, knowing that even if we lose some of these earthly battles,
peleamos con fe aun cuando perdemos estas peleas de la tierra.
Our future is secured in Christ.
Amen. Nuestro futuro está seguro en Cristo.
So if you have trusted Jesus, press on by faith and pray that as you do, people will know that there is a God who loves them and wants them to be saved.
So, iglesia, si tú has puesto tu confianza en Jesús, sigue adelante. Ora también para que el mundo sepa que hay un Dios y que los ama y que los va a salvar.
So would you stand as we pray? Would you stand up, please?
Vamos a pararnos así para orar. Necesitamos orar.
If you have not trusted Christ yet,
si no has puesto tu confianza en Cristo todavía,
would you do it today?
Hazlo hoy.
If you're not ready to do it today, that's fine. That's okay.
Si no estás listo para hacerlo hoy, está bien.
You know, would you find out more about this Jesus?
Pero aún cuando conozcas un poquito de Jesús que te ama.
Father, thank you for this day.
Padre, te damos gracias por este día.
Thank you for your word.
Gracias por tu palabra.
Father, it is good for us to know that you don't see as people see.
Y Padre, es bonito saber que nosotros, que tú ves no como la gente ve.
But that you look at the heart.
Pero tú ves el corazón.
So Father, I pray for those who are hurting today.
Padre, estoy orando por esas que están doliendo esta mañana.
Those who are having trouble to just continue going one more day.
Esos que están teniendo problemas continuar un día más.
Those who do not know what to do now.
Para eso es lo que para que no sepan qué hacer ahora.
Father, I pray that this hope that we have in Christ.
Padre, yo oro que esta esperanza que tenemos en Cristo.
That it will hold them fast.
Que lo sostendrá. Amen.
Father, we want you to fight.
Padre, queremos que tú pelees por nosotros.
We want to leave this place with the certainty that the battle belongs to you.
Queremos salir de ese lugar sabiendo ciertamente que esa batalla es tuya.
That we are not alone.
Que no estamos solos.
Thank you, Father, for what you have given us today.
Gracias, Padre, por lo que nos has dado hoy.
Then so as we sing one more song.
Y aun cuando cantamos otra canción.
Then as we praise you with it.
Que vamos a alabarte con esta canción.
And as we see what the future will be like when we are face to face with you.
Y así veamos el futuro cuando veamos te veamos cara a cara.
I pray that will be what we need to continue going one more day.
Y oro que eso es lo que necesitamos para poder seguir otro día.
One day at a time.
Un día a la vez.
Thank you, Jesus.
Gracias, Jesús.
I pray all this in Christ's name. Amen.
Oro todo en el nombre de Cristo Jesús. Amen.